I'm letting you, oh, you all know I'm cutting all of this out. Alright, opening.
Scott, that's too loud, Christopher.
Introduce the podcast
really quick. I'm crying.
Can I just introduce the podcast really
quick? Go!
Alright, this is episode... You know what? It doesn't even fucking matter. This is Christopher Richardson, my brother, Jonathan Richardson, my brother, and Nick Richardson, my basically brother. And
imagine being basically.
That's worse than step. It's less hotter than step too. We have a step sister. Yeah. That's weird.
Shut up.
I have nothing. If you guys know the format, there is nothing. So if you guys have any afterthoughts, oh, you know what? They re-released them.
I haven't been doing a lot of thinking because you guys are gonna have to carry.
I thought I would get the weight off my shoulders, but damn.
I will try. All right, Jonathan. Jonathan's on his phone.
No, because I wrote down ideas about a month ago, and I.
I know the swiping motions anywhere. He's on Tinder.
I know swiping motions anywhere. I've been watching Dora Explorer.
Yeah. The fuck are we doing on Zoom?
Hey, Craig, if you want...
thinks it's 2012.
No.
I don't have Discord.
Come on, guys. Come on.
If you say that, then that means 4 years later, Grandpa died, and I'm still sad. I'm still thinking about it.
Like, wait, who?
That wasn't even that good of a movie.
Grandpa died in 28, right?
2008, correct, yes.
Dude,
hey,
Grandpa died,
let Jonathan talk. Movie. He's been biting his nails and saying, hey, can I talk?
Hey, Grandpa died in 2008 and I'm 28.
That means you were 20 when he died.
There's no way. No. No. No.
You know what's fucking weird? 2009 was my favorite. No, 2008 was my favorite year. But that was when Gabby was born and Grandpa died.
And The Dark Knight came out.
Why,
though.
Why was you gotta it think your favorite?
About, you gotta think about that.
Why would that be my favorite year?
Because you lost your virginity in 2008, brother. You were 11.
What the heck, Gregory? What the heck, Gregory? What the hell, even?
I lost my virginity to Pop Tropica in 2004.
Boy.
I lost my virginity to a turkey sandwich.
I should call her.
No joke. Lost my virginity when I was 20, and it was with someone who was 25.
I lost mine at 18, and he was 21.
He said he was 12.
Dude, guys. I lost my virginity when I was 21 and he was 18. And like, he was just like basically my boyfriend.
What was the name of our last episode that we just did? For Show You Right On?
For Show You Right On.
Yeah.
Did I not get an invite? Because I feel like I'm missing out. I did not know you guys recorded that episode.
Dude, I'm thinking
we
about...
We laugh, but he's... I've been thinking about this
for... I've been thinking about this for a while. I have about
five
or six...
It was just them two, Jonathan.
I have about 5 or 6 unreleased episodes, whether it's because of bad quality things I shouldn't be saying, or like it's tired. I'm thinking about finding all of those, cutting them, making little clips, and putting that in an episode.
That'd be yeah, do that. Were you like halfway through like a rant, and you were like, "Holy cow, this I can't do this," and you just like cut the episode.
No, it was more like I was saying something that was questionably, like I'm
just
controversial. Trying to make jokes.
No, I know, I get that. Yeah. I'm
like what? Say
yeah,
say
yeah. Oh, yeah, say it all right now again, but make it worse. Chat GPT.
I don't
give me what he said, but make it worse.
I don't remember.
I'm not into the whole subliminal things. I like when you just straight up and just say it.
Why? Okay, Gregory's picture on Spotify podcast is Gregory. Jonathan's is Jonathan. And Christopher's is Robert Downey Jr. with a Glock.
This is true, yeah.
Why?
Wait,
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
Guys,
I don't know.
I hate my profile picture. I hate it.
Then change
it. Sucks.
I don't know how.
It does suck. No,
who am I, Jonathan? Nobody else can do it for you, dick.
Jonathan, do you want to describe the picture you're talking about? Or we can maybe put it as the picture of the podcast.
Well, my hands are behind my head. I have a hat on. I'm behind a desk like David Letterman. And I have an at that I was going to be at my individual at.
I love that shit, though.
Different. Like, I still want to do that, but I didn't really. Like, the microphone's not even plugged in at the picture. It's just for decorations.
All right.
Yeah. That's
man.
It's nice, man. It's nice. Nick, what about you? How about you have a profile pic?
I really hope my description was biodegradable. Save the dolphins.
Jonathan just figured out what biodegradable means.
Jonathan just cured cancer or something is what I heard.
No, dude, I'm actually a good guy. I actually cut up this little plastic. I'm a good guy. I just had an awakening. You know those little plastic things so they don't get stuck on like dolphins, seals, and turtles?
But yeah.
Why do we wear turtlenecks?
Oh,
I mean,
how many?
What do you mean?
Wait, you have a Lil Wayne bar sitting right there. You say something about cut the plastics and save the turtles' necks, while the rich people are wearing turtlenecks.
Oh my God, Nick's been listening to Harry Mack,
and they stay having turtle sex.
The video you sent me was fucking crazy. Have you guys seen that? Have they seen that?
I mean, anything Harry Mack is insane. I've seen that.
It is good.
No, this is different, bro.
It's Rick Glassman, my favorite comedian.
Oh, yeah.
I've showed it to my coworkers, and now I want to rap just all the time to myself.
I just
don't do that. I just suck.
I wrote a poop. So, I have two poop raps.
Why don't we actually?
Yeah, let's have Jonathan say those. Let's get a beat going and Jonathan rap those.
If he wants to. And then
I'm just kidding, Jonathan. If you don't want to, you don't want to. You don't have to.
But go ahead.
Don't they get so wildly gruesome?
One of them that's really fitting, but I feel like you guys already heard it, and I don't know if this is what you want.
It better be what we want.
I'm fine. Okay, let's do it. And then if it's fine, then we'll keep it in. As in, like, if it doesn't say
if you want to do it.
If it doesn't say anything like dick, because we can't say dick on this pod.
What?
We can say cut, fuck, or butthole.
But not
Wait,
dick.
What? You're lying.
I don't want to say dick, guys. I don't want to get canceled. But we can say butt, fuck, or dick.
What are you talking?
I'm joking. I can say dick. Being... I've said it 11 times now.
Am I being punked? We can't say dick. Guys.
And actually,
you said such worse stuff. And you can't say dick?
Well, like, talk.
What the hell?
I
might just go.
I found the one that I wanted to read.
All right, go. Wait, do we have
more, one?
I don't really have, like, I'm not like a rhythmatic person.
Rhythmatic.
I'm just
keep that shit to yourself. Keep that shit to yourself. Let's move on.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, ready? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm just gonna kind of read it, but I'm sweating. I got goosebumps. I know what I ate, but I feel like it's not chewed up. Smells so bad. I wish it didn't just threw up. The pain is worse than not getting a response to you up. My gas and my dumps are queued up. My ass more stretched than the ears on Buddha. Who the fuck gave me cheese? It's coming out like liquid form. I'm ready to give myself chloroform. I know I'm in more pain than when a baby is born. I'm not the devil, but my shit has horns. It's been 5 days since I ate a famous one. Why do I see corn? Ready? This is my favorite part. This is probably the best thing I've ever written. I've wrote a lot of poetic stuff, but this is it. Ready? I'm less than flaccid. My asshole is pouring acid. I know it could melt plastic, stretched like elastic. I need toilet paper to be thick as fabric. Five plain enough. Five ply ain't enough. Third dump is a hat trick. How am I still breathing? It's magic. That's it.
That's really good.
Greg,
are you, is that on you on Zoom? Is that you listening to us on your phone? Because you were listening to that with intensity, like you were getting a call to see if like a loved one was like gonna live or die.
No joke. That was an intense look. You know what it was? I'm glad. My thought was, I thought there was a beat. I thought someone was making a beat while he was
rapping. Bro, same.
I was hearing a beat.
I was trying to the whole time. Was it not being picked up?
No, it sounded like someone banging on wood. Were you banging on wood?
Can I say one more?
Yeah.
Wait, can you hear this?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
No, I don't like it.
Okay.
Just go, Johnson. Just go.
Dude. 0-1, I'm spitting beats, dude. Imagine living life like that. 0-1. Hey, DJ, just nobody say. Likes you. You got any more beats? That's right. That's what I thought. Put a damn marshmallow hat on and spin the disc. Yeah, do you want me to do this other one? It's not a poop joke. It's not serious, though. It's definitely stripper-like.
Yeah, just don't say dick.
Yep, it says that. Wait, you just said it.
Yeah.
Wait, 1, 2, 3. Okay, what do I use? What, I need a safe word.
Oh, I was joking. I do.
Pineapple?
You can say dick.
I'm going with pineapple. Oh, okay.
No, you don't have to do that.
Okay, well, it starts off really innocent, and then it just goes bad.
Okay, ready? Then you might say pineapple.
Okay. When I was little, I dipped my hands into the cookie jar. Now I'm at the strip club and my pineapple inside cookie's jaw. I beat that pussy up like Jake in Southpaw. I hit her up late like Jake from State Farm. Then we fucked till the morning, pass her alarm. She never leave the house alone, so I fucked a friend who tagged along. I say you got tattoos. She said, yeah, on my leg and on my arm. Shout out to Nick with the tattoo on his leg and his arm. You can tell that we're basically cousins and basically boyfriends, but okay. Then my handgun turned to an AK. Her garage turned into a gun safe. Her mirage is in a safe place. She hops in my PJ. I turn her pussy into a runway. She wants to fuck on private, so she called me lieutenant. She confused her pussy getting murdered like a who did it. Pussy wetter than the Titanic. Juices flowing everywhere, so I swim in it. The pineapple gave her a lamp. I put baby gravy on a biscuit. Her friend, a hoe from Florida, so she went down and licked it. Tom fucked and mixed it. Then she sucked my pineapple, then kissed it. Pineapple long like Scottie Pippen. She said, OMG, it hurts. I said, but it's just my tip in. She breathed in my ear like Lance Stevenson. I exploded like a rich man's submarine. Then she told me to leave it in. About 30 minutes later, she texts, what are you doing this evening? That's weird. Okay, that was dumb. I don't know why I read it. That's all the words I'm going to say tonight. That was terrible.
Are you comfortable with me keeping that in?
Oh, I don't care.
Then it was really good.
Thanks. Hey, guys, I'm not signed to anybody. If anybody's listening and you, if you're a record label, I will be willing to sign anything. I am really fucking poor right now. I'd be like $8, dude. Like, $8 to get me past, get me through the day.
You guys remember that rap video that we posted of me recording Nick and Jonathan trying to freestyle?
Yeah.
Nick was wearing the same tank top as he is now.
Facts. Yes. That one was black.
Whoa.
And with Gabby, and Gabby was with us.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, Gabby was with us.
Gabby was with us. I think I was, but I didn't want to participate. I was just a little bit too scared, I think, maybe.
Was that the one where Jonathan was like something and I slapped her?
And my mom got cash.
Yeah. No, yeah. Gave him more money than my mom had. Oh, I should have said that.
He goes, oh, I should have said that.
We have like our own, you know, when the kids say, like, always say lore these
days. Wait, what?
Wait, Nick. On Zoom, you're like super stretched for me. I think it's maybe because it's at a distance. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just
why.
Like stretch.
No, turn it.
I just looked at you for the first time in a while, and it was the way you had your hand. I was like, "What the hell?"
Twisted Metal.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I was saying, and frankly, I don't give a shit.
Oh, now everything's blurry except for Nick. That's cool.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Damn, fuck. I wish I remembered what it was, too. I remember. Nope, I remember. We have Laws.
L-O-A-S. Oh, we have boy, just lore. Lore, like family lore.
Yeah.
I guess inside jokes that we reference. Inside jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was
like the double points when we were all set up nicely with the glitch in Ascension.
Jonathan's
fault. And womp. Oh, that was like one of the ultimate moments of all time.
So what happened?
You were there, motherfucker.
We were playing Xbox Call of Duty 4K Brotherhood. And actually, someone else explain it.
Y'all remember Medal of Honor, Crimson Shore, 2v2.
I remember everything differently. Like, I remember everything in my perspective than yours.
Cellar Rats.
No way. Bro, real shit.
So when double points popped up in zombies, like, I remember you guys like cheering me on, like giving me a high five. Like, I felt like. Like MVP game winner. Like I was just I was held on three guys' shoulders. Like you know, like
I've 50, never high fived anyone mid zombie game.
So certified schizo. I think
I just was sucking.
So just certified schizo.
So I got like the times two for everybody. We were in like round 35. We've been playing for like 3 hours, and I was held up like a king on a throne. I just everything that day that had happened was probably the best day that's ever happened. Like. I've never been held so high. And my pedestal has never been lower since. I mean,
it will never be higher.
Like,
I remember hitting my sister a lot.
There was one time.
Oh, alrighty.
20 in Ascension, and I just ended the game.
Wait, what?
Yep. I remember.
We were on round
20. I remember that.
And I just ended the game.
I remember
that. Kino.
I don't remember that, but I also remember Jonathan doing it the most.
What the?
Get him.
What?
Someone else get him.
What? No. Remember when Nick was, you know, the guy who would let George chase him on Call of the Dead for 3.5 hours because we had a hockey game to go to?
Yeah, baby. And it wasn't even that night.
I'm ready.
Mom got us tickets to go to a hockey game. And no, it was that night. It just wasn't at home.
Oh, yeah. That's what it
was. We went to the
X. It wasn't a home game. Yeah.
And there was nobody there. My mom was so confused. And we got back and Nick died. Didn't want to, you know, stay alive for us. But
holy cow, look at that.
Since we were talking about Harry Mack.
Look at that. It's crazy. Like I'm a fucking sea creature.
it's not like my sister.
My sister smells great. What are you saying?
Maybe we should talk about something.
Yeah, I was trying to get there.
We've been here for 30 minutes. We haven't said shit.
No, I gotta get guys, I gotta get 2 minutes. We're fine.
Hey, 2 minutes is a long time. Like a long time.
Oh, I have two thoughts if we want to start something.
Okay. Yes, holy shit.
That's more than I've had all week.
I did that already.
This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you wouldn't have said anything, the joke is that I would do it so long enough that it's so annoying. And then it's funny, and then it's annoying again.
It's Family Guy comedy. I love it.
Yeah, Family Guy comedy, Nick.
I poked some holes in its back so it could breathe.
That's what I was saying. We could quote The Simpsons. Tough, 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 tough.
That is the Family Guy, though.
Yeah, but it's the. Isn't it the same universe? It's canon.
I feel like I'm not welcome in this conversation because, like, The Simpsons is just like a little over my head.
Don't want to step on your toes, ass statement. Don't want to step on your toes, he said.
not to be rude or anything, but if you guys have like a conversation while we're standing in a circle and stuff, I kind of might just, you know, stand a little bit outside the circle just so I don't accidentally say something I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah. Stay the shit out. Yeah.
I just like, but if I fart though, like I'm not going to say like it was me. Like it was like obviously one of you three because like the circle was smelling. I wasn't in the circle.
Dude, if you guys were stuck in an elevator and you farted with another person and they noticed, would you apologize? Would you blame it on you? Would you, where would your head bat? Where would your head bat be?
My very first thing I would think of, I'd be like, don't, yeah. No offense, but like, you don't look that cool. That is my first thought every time somebody farts. It's just like, I don't know if we're like walking on tape all the time, but like, it's not a cool look.
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
You just snap on him. Are you saying if it was you, you would do that?
No. Well, oh, I don't. Wait, what's the question?
I bet. If you were in an elevator with one person, and you farted, and they noticed, that what would you do? And you would say that?
Yeah.
If they farted, I farted.
You farted.
Yeah, I'd still let them know they're not cool. It's just not, I don't know, it's just a power move, I guess. It kind of shows them, like, it says a lot about my income.
You said you dropped the rip bomb?
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with
your rip bomb. So you rip on and then just fucking insult them.
I just look at them in shame, just shake my head side to side, just be like, not cool, bro.
Oh my gosh.
You're not even the coolest. Do you guys remember the movie Devil?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like, I don't understand. Elevator,
I think.
Yes.
Great movie.
I just don't understand how they all thought each other were cool. Like, not one of them said, bro, like, you're not cool, but not. They kind of just, you know, they were just cool with each other. I was like, damn, must be, like I kind of want that discipline.
To be cool.
Well, no, just, like, not to insult.
Bo right here is the man of the year. Still got problems.
Oh, 100%. Like, I know zero cool people right now.
Name them.
Oh, there's a lot. No, it's
name fruit that you don't fuck with.
Oh, pineapple.
Oh, yes. I love pineapple, dude. I like pineapple. Oh boy, I love pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple.
Oh, you're a fan of fruits. Name hold three on fruits.
Name three women.
I got a revelation.
Okay.
So my whole entire life, I was not a fan of pineapple. Like, I feel like the structure was just too stiff for such a fruit.
I was thinking. Yeah.
But recently, I've come around, and it is different. It's really good.
So you like
thank
it?
You. Thank you for inspiring a generation.
So you fuck with it now?
Oh, definitely. I fuck heavy with it.
I don't think I fuck. What do I? I was gonna say I thought a carrot was a fruit for 2 seconds. I fuck with every fruit.
Y'all trying to order pizza?
Oh my gosh! I have been daydreaming about pizza. Oh my gosh! God, you have no idea. You have no idea how much I want pizza.
Next time we do this, we should all get hot, have fun, and order pizza.
What about having extra fun?
We should order the. We should all order the same pizza.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And have an eating contest. Who can eat the fastest?
No. Just kidding. We're all together. So like, if Christopher eats a slice, I have to throw away that slice in my box.
Shut your ass
no,
up.
No. Right.
This is genius. I just thought of something.
I'm going to bed.
If everybody has a green sheet, if you don't have a green sheet, put it behind you. Like, I mean, if you get one, it's $25 on Amazon. It's a big one. It will work great. I could edit it. I could do like a pizza background. And every time we eat a pizza, I can minus a pizza slice with an animation in the back.
We could do that instead.
That's all I got.
You guys had the pizza puffs? And if it's on...
No, you reviewed them. It looked good. It looked good.
Bro, it looks like crust, though. That's the scary.
I just want... Oh, my gosh. I just want food all the time.
What do you... When I say food right now, what do you crave?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Salami. Well, okay. So, I thought of salami, but I don't like salami.
Yeah, you mad strange.
I was going to say like, wings.
You said 1, 2, 3, and you said food, but you said, what do I crave? But my first thought was salami, but like...
Okay, close your eyes. You want... I say food. What do you think? Food.
Yeah, but salami again. Fuck, hold on. Let me
two strikes to your...
Now
out.
Avocados.
All right.
Oh.
Nick was doing it for a while.
An Alaskan salmon.
Nick's doing it.
You don't even like fish.
Or he's being his pants.
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
Other than the frozen fish sticks he used to eat. John, they used to eat frozen fish sticks.
I hate. Ew, you did.
Whoops. Cat's out of the bag.
Wait, but frozen? Disgusting.
Low key, when I was younger, I ate dog food, like dry dog food.
Yeah, I remember that. And then you ran away from home to go eat a dog. I mean, hang out with
a
dog.
I didn't eat a dog. No, I didn't
eat
dog.
You guys also ate ants.
I did eat ants.
I maybe ate an ant or two in my day, maybe.
Who's to say? Like when I went to like church and stuff, like I actually confessed a few times that I was an ant murderer. The consequences were like slim to none.
That
it's even funnier to me because I don't know what the guy is on at confession.
A freaking shit ton of glory bees in Our Father. This fucking bullshit, dude. I mean, just like load it up, like just stacks. I confess one little sin. I'm not like send a 3 glory bees. I say one more thing, he doubles it. I'm like, well, no, let's put it on red. It's like I'm not trying to double up my glory bees every time I go there, dude. Last time I went, it was like 45 Hail Marys. No, that's an exaggeration. It was like 4.5. I don't know how to do 0.5, but I don't know. It was just a rough time. Like, I was sitting up after mass, like, all day. Like, I don't know. I was the only one in there. If I'm the only one in there doing penance, so just thank me already, dude. Like, this shit's bullshit.
Oh my God.
Like, I'd rather just take a fucking wooden spoon to my ass. Like I'm okay. Like, I don't want to say no fucking 32 boy bees. Like, I joked off one time. It was fucking the Sports Illustrated Special Model Edition, and like that's it. Like God gave us this opportunity to do these things.
I agree.
Gabby Douglas is pretty hot.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
I don't
she's
know.
No
I forgot who. Is she?
Wait, you might have to.
Is she the Olympian?
She is.
The Olympian, right?
Yeah, she's very good, but I don't know how old she is.
The gymnast Olympian?
Okay, she's 28.
I was about to say, she's like old. She's way older than me.
She's but at the time when I was younger, it was roughly around 8-ish years ago. And I was so we were both 20, so we 2020.
Have you guys seen Challengers?
No, I'm about to ask you guys the same question. I have not. Have you?
No, but I've seen this YouTubers and Day is
what's the word?
Two guys at once at least 40 times.
Oh yeah, that's all I keep saying. I saw an edit of that, but it was like two It was like the poster from the movie, you know, in her like reflection or sunglasses. It's the two tennis players on the court. It was that, but it was like two me's on Wii tennis. And one of them was like classic, like Matt.
Out of its time.
Oh my gosh, we gotta get together and play some freaking Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch sports. tennis and volleyball and all that stuff is so fun.
Who was the best at Mario Tennis Nintendo 64?
Gregory.
Mario Tennis? Probably any of y'all but me. I don't think that was very
I think it went ever. I think for some reason I felt like I was the best, but it never worked out in my favor. So it was like Gregory, Nick, me. Like I'd say how like Nick just like came around and was just good at games like just like that. Like he was at home playing Tony Hawk Underground, beat it twice and hung out with Bam Margera all day, and then he comes out and plays Nintendo 64 and he's just good at it. Like, dude, you're playing Tony Hawk Underground. I don't know.
The world is against him.
You invite me to Bam Margera.
That was a facade.
Actually, one of the greatest moments of my life was we were at Matt's house, and I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning. I think Gregory and Nick were gaming, and
whoa! No, we were not. No, we were playing games. Look up gaming; it's weird.
No, we were playing. You guys were stuck on something, and I was just like, "Let me see the controller. You ever played Mario before? You got to go under the waterfall."
Oh yeah.
And it was Peter Jackson's King Kong. And that's all I did. And I went back to sleep. Me going to sleep and waking up and doing that, I actually compare. Well, I actually think it might have happened beforehand. But so that the event that I'm talking about probably gets compared to me doing that when Jesus moved the rock after resurrecting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, sure. I'm trying to think of a bit. Genuinely, let me know. I'm trying to think of a bit. Is that after Jesus dies and there's like 3 days and then he comes back to life? What were the people thinking, in the 3 days? And or what did the people think the second they saw Jesus back alive? Were they like, "Holy fucking Christ"?
No, they went, "Jesus Christ."
Yeah. Oh fuck, that's so good.
Wait, do you guys think I do want to answer that question because that's a very interesting question. But do you think when he moved the rock and it was round, was that the same ball that ran over Indiana Jones?
He fake muted. Didn't he?
No.
Yeah, lag spike.
Do you think
he lag spiked through the wall?
You know how like Willy Wonka comes out of the chocolate factory and he's like limping a little bit and then he falls into the circle?
Yeah,
he falls.
Yeah.
And then he's fine? Yeah. Do you think Jesus walks slowly and then he dolphin dived? Like from Black Ops?
or he did like a fucking like the Olympic people that they do the backflips?
Oh yeah, gymnastics. Yeah,
he could have done that for sure.
He comes out of the tomb doing those flips and then he goes, ta-da!
No, he's drinking like a Coca-Cola, but it's not Coca-Cola. He's drinking it, and he wipes his face, starting with his forearm. He wipes it so he doesn't have a Coca-Cola mustache. And then he dolphin dies, and there's an explosion. He goes, and then he looks at the camera and goes, PhD flopper.
Milk. A line of milk.
Oh, got milk. Oh, that's what they said. After we resurrected, the very first thing they said, he said was, got milk. Milk. And then the milk stocks went through the let's just say the milk stocks resurrected.
Hey, what if he came out of the tomb? What if he came out of the tomb and you know the Bible reads that he knew he was gonna do that? What if he came out of the tomb and he goes, what is really going on? What is he was more confused than they were.
He comes up and he's like, "Does anybody you know smoke around here? Anybody got a lighter?
Anybody want to get stoned?
Just, you know, I was in there for 3 days.
I worked in post.
You guys. Oh, shoot. That went over my head. That was genius.
Okay, yo, keep going. Okay. Keep going.
You know, he's like, "Yo, I've been in here for 3 days. Anybody want to get Chick-fil-A?"
The half smile that he did at the end of it was the funniest part.
Oh, fuck. Was that a Disney movie?
Do you guys remember watching The Passion Play and, like, always liking the devil? Like, the main character?
Yo, Buzz.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
I remember watching it. I remember thinking, yo, that's the devil. Scary.
He's just,
but he was, like, so a cool guy. Like, he was such cool.
No,
guy.
I'm JK.
Actually, it was a woman. I think it was a woman.
In one play it was.
You know what? Oh. You know what I remember, man? Going to see the Peter Pan play and whoever's Pocahontas. Yo!
Try again.
Jonathan's face. I've never seen that look.
Oh, my eyebrows?
The Peter Pan play. You guys remember that at all?
At Topeka Civic Theater?
I don't know at all. I think it was one of the same places that we saw the passion, one of the passion plays. It was like some church or something.
Peter Pan was in the Bible?
Jeez, y'all's thinking faces are crazy. Sorry, my fault. Tiger Lily. The one that was in the play.
Hey, it's okay. We'll cut it out.
I vaguely even remember her to this day, and I was a young lad. I'm talking maybe even 8 or younger, maybe 10 or younger.
Yeah.
I don't remember her face exactly, but she was just so cute.
She was.
I mean, she was probably at least 16 at the time.
Dude, I don't know. I really don't know. This is a good story to keep in. I don't know if I've told Nick or Jonathan, but Christopher was there, but I don't know if you remember. We were at the Dollar Tree, which is a store in Topeka, and we were in line buying stuff. You were in front of me. You were in the front of the
cashier,
and I was behind you. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you? Okay, go.
No. I don't remember it exactly. I couldn't tell it, but
I want to hear it.
I remember it vaguely after you said it.
It wasn't as long as we're building it up to be, but it was just you in front of me, I was behind you, and there was an old man in front of us, and he did a double take at Christopher. When I say old man, he was probably like in his 70s. He did a double take at Christopher, and he goes, and the old man goes, "You're really cute, huh?"
No way.
Yeah. I don't recall what
Wait,
I said.
Wait, was this when you Christopher like, Wait, was when Christopher was younger?
This was like I think like 17.
I was like 7. I was like 18, I think. I think I was like 18.
Oh, you so do remember
what,
it.
So what did you say after that?
I mean vaguely. I don't know. I just said that as the head thanks or something. I don't know.
Just look at me and be like, "Sorry, I have a headache." You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, man, that was a wild. That was wild.
Dang, I didn't know that.
What the heck?
Did I tell you that I moved into a new house, staff house at my job, and I have my own room, and I've never had my own room in my life. Isn't that weird?
Whoa.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dude, let's go. Wait, are you still living with – you can cut this if you want, but are you still living with mom's sister or whatever? Or were you living there or no?
I was living there for like 2 months.
Oh.
And then I was like, never again. Never again. She was my 9/11.
You mean your Roman Empire?
No, you know. He knows what he said.
I can't keep up.
He knows what he said.
Jonathan, do you remember? I told this story last episode. Do you remember when we were at Grandma's Pond? And Nick was there too. Christopher, I think you were there. We're at Grandma's Pond. And, we had our shirt off because we were swimming, so we had our shirt off, and you threw a banana at my back, and then I turn around and I like make you flinch, like I was about to hit you, and mom goes, "Don't, no, and then I do that, and then I go, "That's what I thought, bitch," and then mom goes, "Don't do that, don't say that," and Nick could not stop laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, we would.
Because I called you a bitch.
You must have hit me hard then. Because
you did
to Jonathan?
Yeah.
No, I was about to hit him and you flinched.
Damn.
That was all I remember.
But that's so crazy because like Bella mentioned a memory and somebody else mentioned a memory, and it's just like I have no recollection. Like I feel like I'm like on recoil mode. I don't know.
Christopher's on a head glitch.
Yeah,
you guys can't say big words, dude.
Okay, he's popping out like a bottle. He's with the game. He's insane.
What a freestyle!
Who do you think's winning between Kendrick and Drake right now?
Oh,
I haven't listened to a single song of anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Kendrick.
I mean, out of the beef. I like both their music.
I've been hearing Kendrick is killing it. Now I really want to listen.
It's over. It's not even a competition anymore. I'm serious. Drake gave up. He said he doesn't care. If Kendrick has 10 more songs, he's done.
So do you guys want my honest take? I'm with Nick on that. I think Kendrick is he put him to bed. But the thing is, Drake is nocturnal. He stays awake at night.
That's the title of the episode.
Drake is nocturnal.
He was born the same day as me, just previous.
Who? Oh yeah, who's a celebrity born on your guys' birthday? Mine is Justin Bieber and Mitt Romney.
Oh man, mine's Drake. Joe Biden. Oh no, not Joe Biden, but Joe Biden is a Scorpio, I think. That's why I'm confused. Drake and PewDiePie.
Oh wow!
Really?
And me.
Mine's that one guy. He's an actor and he's a Chiefs fan.
You know?
Like this famous actor that's a Chiefs fan.
Rob Riggle?
No.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. We have the same birthday.
Nice. No way.
It's weird how you guys talk about your birthdays and neither three of you said yourselves. My birthday's on my
neither day. Three of you.
So I looked it up. Amy Adams.
Ooh. What are you saying?
Al Roker. Oh, yes.
What?
So Cool for the Summer changed me forever. Demi Lovato is. Huh? Demi Lovato was born on my day. And Andrew Garfield.
Oh, Andrew Garfield, dude. He's one of my favorites.
What a lineup.
I know.
You know, they put Spider-Man back in the movie theaters, and I didn't have time to watch any of them, and it made me so mad.
Damn.
Like,
yeah.
You know what's crazy is I don't watch movies too often. Every time I watch a movie, I'm like, damn, that's a good movie.
Yeah, what was
that? That is kind of looking like me that? Too.
The what? What last movie?
What was the last movie you saw that was like that? For me, it was Dune 2.
Oh, shoot. So I'm not watching like cool movies. Like,
what?
I'm basically in the elevator by myself with this one.
He's not watching cool movies.
Thank you for understanding. No, I watched The Family Plan with John Cena.
It's on I haven't seen it.
It's I'm sorry.
John Mark Cena's Wahlberg.
Yes, but there's another one that John Cena's in with Adam Sandler, I think. It's a newer one. But I watched both those movies and they both are basically the same thing.
Those were good.
They were like corny, but like movies are cool.
You guys know John Cena has an OnlyFans?
What? That's wild.
Damn, I bet he makes so much.
How much, just out of curiosity, how much do you have to subscribe?
Oh, I don't know. I've never clicked on it.
Out of curiosity, what is the name of it exactly?
You know what, Nick, you know what's weird is that hold on. Take two. When I was younger and I was hanging out at your house a lot, your mom was watching the Saw movies. And this was at the time where I wasn't liking any of that stuff. I was walking by. I was like, oh, your mom is watching this disgusting stuff. And then years later, I watched the first one, end up watching all of them, get hooked. And I fucking love them now. And then I introduced you. I'm gonna pat myself on the back on that one. I'm introducing you.
Bro, they're so good. And you put me on Scream.
Yes, I did. We can talk about that too. But they're coming out with a Saw 11.
Shut up.
I swear to fucking God, you don't even...
What's funny about the Saw movies, bro, is they'll do, like, flashbacks and shit, and these have spanned over 20 years because the last one just came out. And John Kramer, main dude, spoiler alert, he's fucking Jigsaw. or saw, whatever you want to call it, because Jigsaw is a puppet, Billy's a puppet. I don't fucking know.
And he was dead the whole time.
Yeah. So, anyways, he
cut that out.
Where is that going with this?
Shot in his face.
Oh, they don't use like anything to make him look younger, so it'll be like a 20-year flashback, and he looks old as fuck.
Yeah, like, it's
hilarious.
Oh my god!
No, they put on a backwoods hat on him.
Yeah,
young and hip.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Wait, what do you think? He's dead the whole time.
Little kid ass shit.
Sixth Sense. That was a Sixth Sense quote.
Oh. Ooh.
I was like, because you were making fun of spoiling things, so I brought back a spoiler.
I thought, fuck, spoiler.
He was dead the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to watch that tomorrow.
Oh, when Jonathan was talking about 0 to 9 when he was in confession, it made me think of, like, that's like a character of, like, when you're so nice. Kind of like how I felt when I went to confession. How, like, you're so politely nice because you're trying to do all these things and you're whatever, the guy. So you have that tone. And then when he gives you your penance? You're like, that's not a lot though. Like, I feel like I did a lot. Can you give me a
verbal one? Explain it to me.
Huh?
Explain it to me, because I never been.
Through confession?
Oh, your consequences are, your penance is gonna be so long.
Dude, that's low-key pretty hot though. Looking pretty hot though.
Yeah, oh, pretty hot. Very hot.
His penance is like, okay, you have to kill one man.
All right, Nick, have you ever been in a dark room one-on-one with an adult about 30 years older than you? That's usually a guy.
Whoa.
That's what
confession usually is. A guy.
That's crazy.
No, it's you. Okay, here's you guys want to double up as priests? Like, I'm a bad boy, and like, I'm gonna confess my sins. You guys can play priest one and two, and I'll play like kid who kind of got in trouble last week at the playground. Okay. Okay, ready? I'm gonna walk into confession.
Wait, I'm the priest?
Oh, you and Christopher are double up priest.
What's Nick doing?
Oh no. An attendant. He's in attendance.
Doubling up priest.
Okay.
So he's like an observer. He's.
No. What if we triple up priest?
I'm filming.
All right.
Yo.
Okay. So listen. This is the sound of. This is me. Hey, knock. Make sure nobody is there, and then you hit the door. And then he hears me lock it because, like, I don't want anybody to barge in because I'm about to confess. So I sit down. I said, hello. Okay, ready, double up, please. I said, yep. Hello, fathers.
Are we hello. Going?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, like, keep talking. Hello, fathers.
Oh, yeah. Hello, my child. What would you like to confess?
So, like, I'm kind of going through a lot.
All right.
Shame on you. Over. 15 rosaries.
Really? I was going to just make a 3-throw.
Like,
okay, no, explain.
So, like, I said stupid one time.
You said stupid one thought?
Yeah, because like, I'm still
the priest when I say that. What does that mean?
So like, no, Nick, this is how confession went. We never went in there and actually confessed our sins. We made up some really PG bullshit, and then we got out of there with like a couple Hail Marys. Like,
you have to say the Hail Marys in there?
I mean, I was smoking crack and stuff.
You do have to say the act of contrition. This is how you end it. Oh my God, I'm wholly sorry for having offended thee, but I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. Oh, but most of all, I dread thee, my Lord, who are all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly revolve or something like some shit.
Revolve. Yep.
And revolve. I started like Digimon about that, so I kind of got Digimon and the prayer at the end mixed up. I was evolving. Like, and then after that, I was like, I kind of wished I like walked away and I had a sigh. I was like, fuck the squat, bitch. No, it's basically what I was doing. My whole reenactment thing, it was just kind of going in there, feeling dramatic, feel like you feel ashamed to confess that you called your mom stupid or told her to shut up, but really you actually just jerked off a shit ton, but you're not going to say that because that's weird and like you, whatever, but like, and then she's like, oh, you should be respectful to your parents, and then you walk out of there and you're like, glory be to your father and to the son, to the Holy Ghost, as well as you've been in the of. I mean, you say that seven times, and then like, I don't know.
No, I get it, man.
I got it. Same. Oh, yeah, exactly.
One of us three has confessed our sins, and that's not me.
Dude, I feel like any single time you confess to jerking off, a cool priest would be like, no way, dude, me too.
I have a phenomenal idea. Since Nick is a little unfamiliar with the prayer, let's like say the word and let's go around, and Nick has to think. So I'm gonna say glory, and Chris say to the two, and then Nick is gonna say a word, and we're gonna keep going to see how, like, because Nick could say the word that he thinks it might could be,
or he just tries to finish the sentence. We don't have to continue. Yeah, it's just like finish the sentence, but with. But coming like, up I, next to finish the sentence, we got Nick Richardson. Nick, I hear you're playing for $1 million. What would you like to donate that money to? I'm sorry, we're out of time. Okay, the next Christopher, I hear you. I guess you're a plan B because Nick.
He knows the rules.
I don't know the rules. I was just assuming I was going to get told them.
He told the rules already.
What? He did? The
rules.
Where was I?
No, I got to be the contestant because I don't know the rules.
I explained
the rules. Give him the shit back. Give him the shit back.
No, I explained the rules in the back, Nick. Never talk to the host unless he'd be talking to you. You can say two things. You can diss. Who's the guy in Wild and Out?
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, you can diss Nick Cannon, and the only joke you can ever say is that he like slept with who's the one that he slept with and had kids.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, you can only joke like that's the only joke. Like, don't joke about anything else. Everything else is off limits. Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon. That's it. If you say anything else. My hands are clean. No loose ends. Everything's tidied up. Yes, I walk around with these 70s references all the time.
70s.
Shoot.
What were we talking about?
Play-Doh.
Is there anything you got to plug?
Play-Doh. Oh. Yeah, my that's probably phone, good idea. My phone is kind of getting low. I should probably plug it in.
Yeah, any music, even if it's something that of yours coming up, or any music or any person or any entertainment source that you want to plug to the peeps.
Our friend Tristan made a song.
Tristan Hahn on Spotify.
Tristan Hahn made a song. I think it was with the help of Hayden Wells, I believe.
Let's go.
And it's dope as hell. It's on Spotify.
Oh, I heard it. It is good.
So yeah,
it is very good.
So yeah, you can listen to that called "Into You" by Uber Bunny.
Uber Bunny, I like that. I've been playing a lot of video games. Not really, but
let's go.
If you go to any social media account and just type in the Futon CC, there's some stuff on there. It's a bunch of dumb stuff. So like, don't check it out.
There's some stuff on there. Who says?
I did do a podcast about a month ago. It's only on YouTube. Just kind of a review of what I'm trying to do in life. It was like 28 seconds. I like hit record, walked away, went to the bathroom, came back, and that's pretty much it. Just kind of shows my life is just shit. No, I'm just kidding. But like my gaming stuff is on there and just I float with it, but it's not like I'm not all in with it because
he ain't married to it.
Yeah, not really. Like I'm not pushing all my chips in because then the electricity would get shut off. I'm kind of just like keeping it there. It's kind of like a side piece who's like mediocre, but just there when you need somebody. Like I'll call her up later.
Oh, I get it, man.
And she usually answers because she wants me.
Yeah, that sucks.
She wants me way more than I want her, but she's there for me, and I'm not always there for her. Like, her, I mean, she might have a family member that may or may not have passed away, but like, and I felt I didn't feel bad. That's the thing, the difference between us, and that's what I'm working on. Right now. That's
she's like, Louise.
Yeah, she's kind of weak to me. She's just like, I don't know. There's not a whole lot there. Like, she's not really that real either.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Hey, let me tell you something. That was so funny that woke Nick right up.
Oh, wait, I have a question. Nick, how was volleyball?
Bro, I haven't even showered yet. I'm still sitting here covered in sand. I wouldn't do that for anybody else.
So, did you win?
No, sounds like it was a lot of fun.
You said what?
No, we haven't won a game all season. Not a single one.
How many seasons? I mean, how many games have you played?
At least six.
Oh, you know what? You could be the 0-16 Miami Dolphins.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. We have a tournament at the end of the month. It's all good.
Also, what's your position?
I thought you meant this. Maybe the 16-0 Miami Dolphins.
No, they also went 0-16, didn't they?
No.
Like
70...
I don't know.
Bro, chips and queso sounds so fucking good.
Is that what you want to
plug? Nah, pizza.
Is that what you want to plug, Nick? Chips and queso.
I was just going to
shout out Chips and Queso. I love that.
21st and Fairlawn in Topeka, Kansas.
Taco Villa,
bro.
I'll post this. I'm going to post this next weekend. Not this coming up week. No. Hold on. Yeah, next weekend.
Wait, I do have something to say. It's what you kind of just said, how you're going to like post it next week or next weekend. So yeah. When I play video games and I like I'll play video games with like buddies or whatever and we'll put like 2 or 3 hours. And then, like, the next day, they'll ask me, like, oh, are you going to post it online? I was like, yeah, it's like it takes a week. I mean, I got to watch 3 hours worth of videos and, like, clip it. And they're like, oh, why? What takes so long? Like, it's only 3 hours, so I watch it, whatever. But it's so cool. It's so cool, though, like, in so many things that, like, it's people make stuff and they don't really, like, it's just like they mark it on the calendar. Like they make something and it doesn't get published till later. The only people who really understand like the time frame is the people who worked on it. And the people when they watch it when it gets published, they're like, oh, they just made this. No, they made it a week ago.
Yeah.
There's no way that made sense.
I know what you mean.
There's no fucking way you know what that meant.
How would you
say? It's like it's not a live video, really. It's like it was something that was weeks ago that was edited, and then I uploaded it.
But people think it like just happens. Like, oh, I saw your new video you posted. I was like, no, like I made that a week ago. Like, it's not new to me.
Oh, so they're just seeing it late.
Yeah, kind of like when actors and actresses make movies, like Dune 2, like you talked about multiple times. Like, they probably finished, like, let's say it came out 4 months ago. They probably finished making that a year ago. And then they started making it, like, 3 years ago. Like, the actors and actresses, like, don't really care about it anymore. Like, it gets released. Thanks. And they moved on. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I could keep going, but I think you get it. I really hope you get it, because I...
This has been an episode I don't remember. But tune in next time. Will I have Denzel Washington? Probably not.